This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
Just to have enough water and enough, you know, canned thing, food.
A shopper in a Miami supermarket bracing herself for Tropical Storm Dorian, which could very well be Hurricane Dorian by the time it reaches landfall in the U.S. Heavy rains and top sustained winds of 85 kilometers per hour are hitting the Windward Islands on Tuesday. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said the storm could drop between 7 and 20 centimeters of rain. Dorian also bringing with it great dangers of surf problems. Forecasters expect Dorian to gain some strength on Tuesday and to reach hurricane status by the time it moves near Puerto Rico, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic on Wednesday. The storm could threaten the U.S. mainland by Saturday. The U.S. will host the next G7 summit, and President Trump says he may invite Vladimir Putin. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Putin was kicked out of the then G8 after Russia annexed Crimea. The president wants him back.
I think it would be better to have Russia inside the tent than outside the tent.
And says he'd certainly invite Putin to next year's summit, though he doesn't know if the Russian leader would show up.
That's a pretty tough thing for him. You know, he's a proud person.
The president says several leaders agree Putin should be back among those representing the world's industrial powers. But French President Emmanuel Macron says they did not agree on whether to bring back Putin. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In the meantime, President Trump said Monday there's a really good chance he would meet with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani in the coming weeks to try to negotiate a new deal to curb Tehran's nuclear weapons program.
We're looking for no nuclear weapons, no ballistic missiles, and a longer period of time. Very simple. We can have it done in a very short period of time.
This is VOA News. There are growing concerns that the intense heat and humidity at the Tokyo Olympic Games next summer could pose a danger to Olympic athletes. Henry Ridgewell has this from Tokyo for VOA.
Earlier this month, a worker at an Olympic construction site in the city died from heat stroke. Across the country, a heat wave beginning late July killed at least 57 people. Conditions that pose a big danger at next year's Olympic Games, says George Havenith of Britain's Loughborough University. Heatstroke is a big danger, especially for endurance events, says Havenith.
Now, if we push the temperature higher and the cooling gets more of an issue, we get more and more athletes in that whole cohort going into these temperatures above 40 degrees Celsius, bringing them closer and closer to the level where we can expect an exertional heat stroke.
Tokyo hosted test events in recent weeks. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Tokyo.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The European Court of Human Rights has condemned Russia for multiple violations committed against Sergei Magnitsky, an anti-corruption lawyer who died in custody in 2009. In its ruling on Tuesday, the court in Strasbourg said the treatment of Magnitsky's pancreatitis and other medical problems was manifestly inadequate and unreasonably put his life in danger. The court's seven judges for this case included a Russian. They also denounced an inherently unfair posthumous trial that found Magnitsky guilty. Russia was ordered to pay $37,800 to Magnitsky's wife and mother. Chief Executive of Hong Kong Special Administration Region, Carrie Lam, has urged rioters to stop illegal violent acts, and she's resisting demands for her resignation.
The question of resignation has also been answered. I think a responsible chief executive at this point in time should continue to hold the fort and do her utmost to restore law and order in Hong Kong.
At a press conference, she said that the region's government will resort to lawful measures to restore social order. Over the weekend, violent demonstrators hurled petrol bombs and bricks at security forces.
And I wouldn't say that my government has lost control. Day in, day out, we are not only supporting the law enforcement bodies, we are also acting responsibly to deal with other issues.
According to Hong Kong police, 21 officers were injured during the violent incidents over the weekend as radical protesters turned to greater violence, vandalized shops randomly, and assaulted police officers with deadly weapons. I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.